The FIFA World Cup 2026 is facing a challenge: how to engage fans and use infrastructure effectively while the traditional fanfest model is being upended. The question is, can the event spread its excitement across host cities without losing the communal spirit?
Let's start with the big news out of New York, New Jersey. The official FIFA FanFest at Liberty State Park has been canceled just 4 months before kickoff, despite earlier plans for a grand fan experience.
Nods. FanFests have been the heart of the World Cup's public celebrations. Their cancellation means New Jersey's Governor Sherrill is now focusing on smaller watch parties and street fairs, backed by a $5 million initiative to keep the tournament spirit alive across the state.
Excited. This shift to localized events could actually spread the World Cup's impact further, making it accessible to more fans. It's a trade-off. While we lose that central hub of excitement, we gain multiple mini-hubs, potentially engaging even more fans.
Exactly. Now, shifting focus to Kansas City, it's becoming a key player for team base camps, with four national teams, including three from FIFA's Pot 1, choosing it as their prep location. This is a testament to the city's soccer infrastructure and community enthusiasm.
Hopeful. The presence of these teams in Kansas City not only highlights the region's long-term investment in soccer, but also promises economic and cultural boosts. For local fans, it's a unique opportunity to connect with international teams, adding a personal touch to the World Cup experience.
These developments highlight a broader trend for the World Cup 2026, a push towards maximizing community engagement and leveraging infrastructure in new ways. It's about creating a more inclusive and widespread celebration of the event, beyond just the matches themselves.
And it's fascinating to see how different cities are adapting. New Jersey's move to more community-focused celebrations and Kansas City's strategic use of its soccer culture are evolving how fans interact with the World Cup.
Nods. This evolution could redefine how mega events like the FIFA World Cup engage with host communities, ensuring the excitement and benefits reach as many people as possible.
For fans and enthusiasts, the big thing to watch is how these changes in fan engagement and infrastructure use will shape the legacy of the World Cup 2026. It's not just about the here and now, but about the lasting impact on host cities and communities.
Until next time, keep your pulse on the World Cup.